Just a quick version of it. You know, many of you have seen this in the news about the Equality Act. And, you know, it's basically, you know, some people will say, well, you know, if you read all the CNN, I was reading the articles today, that it's, you know, for, you know, freedom for the, or, you know, what did they say the article was? Removing racism or... freedom for the LGBT, and it's just, and this is the deception of the media, is because they only tell you what they want to tell you. They only tell you the portion that it makes it sound like it's wonderful and they're bringing freedom. Well, let me just tell you something. These people have already had freedom, right? Under the act, was it 1964? I'm trying to think what it is. It's the, where... Discrimination Act of 64. The Civil Rights Movement, that's right. They're all free, so it doesn't really matter who you are. You have the freedom. But what it is, it's bringing an attack on the church, and that's all it is, right? Because they hate the church. The media, the government, they all hate the church, right? A lot of these people hate the church because we stand for righteousness. We don't, you know, go along with their perversion. We're not interested in that, and so they don't like that at all. And so when you read articles, it will sway you to the point where this is a really great thing. But what happens is, what it is it's this group of people that are bullying other people. That's all it is. It's just a bunch of bullies that are going to come in and try to tell me who I need to hire, what I need to do. Private Christian schools, you know, they're going to try to tell them what to do. They have to accept certain people. I have to hire certain people no matter what. And it's a bully tactic. It's all it is, right? And it's to come in and like the folks in Colorado that had to pay the big fat fines for, for making a cake. You know, they decided they weren't going to make a cake. And so what happens is they have this group of people that their rights, it's not that they're equal rights, it's they're becoming a protected class above you and I is what it is, right? And the media will again, they're liars because they don't tell you what's going to happen behind the scenes, that they're going to come after me and they're going to come after you as Christians. Yeah. That's what the bill is laid out to be. And so I'll just call them people in Congress and Senate. They've gone through the Democrat-controlled Congress. So, of course, they're going to push this garbage. And there's a lot of, you know, Republicans that are just as bad. So both parties are, in my opinion, have lost my respect. But now it's going to the Senate, and we need to pray about this stuff tonight, because what happens is I don't have anything personally against people who have alternative lifestyles. I wish they'd repent and turn to Jesus, right? But as Christians, we don't wish these people ill. But on the other hand, we're not going to be bullied, and we're not going to be forced to do these things where it's going to go against our belief. It's going to go against the Word of God. The Word of God is specific about this kind of lifestyle. And about this perversion, you'll see it in Leviticus and in the Old Testament. These people were killed. Mm-hmm. They didn't put up with them.
Can I add a couple
of things? Go ahead.
Because we were going to play something, but he's just going another direction.
Right.
But I wanted to also add, as we pray about these things, I want to encourage everybody, if you didn't listen to Amanda Grace, or you don't have access to that, let me know, and the prophecy that she had, which just started, you really need to hear that, because these things that we're talking about that seem so scary, and the things that are they're gonna try to enforce and push on us because they hate God and they hate the church. I mean, Jerry Nadler, who's I can't remember what state that he's in the House or Senate, which one he is, but he said the other day, we don't want God in our Congress. Right. And he's another one of these Democrats that's pushing this. Here's the thing. They already made, it's already law in California, and you all can figure out what I'm saying. I'm going to say this in a certain way for certain years in here, that it, within 10 years of age, so if a kid's 11, a 21-year-old could go after them, we'll say to date. You know what I'm saying? So this Equality Act, which would mean if somebody walked in here today and said, you have to accept me, and you're going to marry me, or I'm going to sue your church, or your kid goes to kids' camp, my son, who doesn't feel like a boy, can stay in the same room with your daughter. It's all of that And it also is opening the door because half of these people are pedophiles anyway.
Right.
So we need to, what he's talking about, we're going to pray against it and also agree with what we know God is already doing to bring down this stuff that's going on behind the scenes, because this is all a ripple effect, because that will be next, because they've already opened the door for it in California. It's a law.
Right.
And I could not come after somebody that wanted to date my daughter that is 21 years old because it's law there now. So this is all this open door, slippery slope. But we have the power and authority, and we know what God is doing behind the scenes. And don't for a minute think that there is not so much going on behind the scenes that God is working.
Right.
But I wanted to say all that for people who you're busy, you haven't been following it. Like Amanda Grace says, this is an Esther Haman Mordecai moment. There's going to be things that are going to be exposed and overturned here coming.
Right.
And that is our declaration and what we believe. But we pray on this because no matter what, they're never going to tell us what to do. No matter what it ends up coming to.
And I said this 10 years ago. Literally, this came out of my mouth 10 years ago. And I said it several times since then. The gay movement is simply a gateway for other perversions. That's all it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's an open door for bestiality, polygamy, and then also pedophilia and all this other stuff. And we've seen the last, especially 2 years ago, this big media press for, you know, well, pedophiles are people too and everything. See, it's the deception to get you to accept this garbage. And that's what it is. It's from the pit of hell. It's from the pit of hell. And anyway, you know, all I know is this, you know, if somebody ever, if they're ever did that to our family members, they won't find the body, I'll just say that right now, right? Because these people in our government and these people need to fear the American people, right?
Yes.
They need to fear us. I'm just telling you right now, that's why there's 600 million guns out there, and we are not letting them go. Amen.
And I just got a text.
And they will never take our guns, and they'll never take our freedom.
Yeah.
Anybody.
The gun show
ever.
In Tulsa is, the guns and ammo are four times the price.
Right now. My gun cabinet just like doubled and tripled in price, so it's awesome.
Yeah.
But the point of it is, and people will say, well, you know, that's not Christian, that's not that. I would never let somebody come in my house and hurt Adrian or my girls. And you are a fool to let people come in your house or your government or anything else do things to hurt your family. To stand up to evil, pure satanic evil, is godly.
Yes,
right?
Yes, amen.
It is godly. I was just meditating earlier today, and you know how we see there in Amos and also in, it was just in, I was reading, Obadiah. No, it was one of the major prophets. I got it right here. It's Hosea. Hosea, and do you realize when it says, let the weak say, I am strong, did you know that they were getting into, and I'll pull up the scripture right now. Did you realize that they were getting ready for war? They were turning their plows into swords, and they were going after the enemy to kill them. Mm-hmm. That isn't talking about spiritual. It says, let the weak say I'm strong. Right before that, they are going to war to attack the evil people, right? They're not putting up with anything. And so now we use that spiritually in a sense, and that is good. But the point is this, that again, we're going to pray for righteousness. And we're going to come against this demonic spirit. And I would say a lot of our people in Congress that have been voted in weren't actually voted in. I'll just say that right now. There are opposers there that have cheated and lied. And they're not supposed to be there. And they're doing stuff that the American people have no agreement on whatsoever.
No.
And we're seeing this right now. And so we're going to pray, but we're also not going to, you know, as American people, we're not going to put up with stuff. The point where the government stops fearing the people, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay? And we need to stand up to our government. I guarantee you, if I find out that our congressman or our, I will be writing a letter and I'll be calling their office and I'm going to be checking them out this week and letting them know they had better not vote for this garbage.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
because we can get rid of them.
That's right, yeah.
And we don't need these people anymore. And I believe that we're going to see a great big overturn. But the point is this, that we don't have to put up this garbage. We can be Christians and have a backbone of steel and say, we're not going to put up with this, right? And I just remember a guy that I knew was a, you know, because these people, they act like they're so nice and so friendly and everything. And I remember a guy, a pastor in Fort Dodge, that came out publicly that he had come against this, you know, LGBT. And he had death threats and people were there trying to hurt him and kill him and everything else too. These aren't these nice little people that the media and all of the brainwashers out there try to tell you. I've already had death threats on my life. And I'd say, bring it on. I am not afraid of these people at all. And so the point is this, if we're going to stand up for righteousness, we're going to do things, we're going to have opposition and just get used to it. Amen? Because I'm not putting up with it. And you shouldn't have to put up with it. And we're going to pray. Amen? Because God can change things. And sometimes in the flesh, we can't change things, right? I mean, we can have placard signs and paint them bright red and we look all scary and everything. But until we pray this stuff out, we can do both. We can have our civil, we can still do our civil duty. But then also, too, we got to pray behind the scenes. And I believe we've just seen too many gutless pastors that have not said anything. They don't want to talk about politics. They don't want to do anything. And if you really look at our history in America, there was a day when pastors would call out people like Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi or any of these other creeps on Republicans or Democrats. They call them out by name, right? And I don't care about 501c3. I don't care about any of that stuff. Take it away. I could care less. The point is this, we're going to talk about truth. We're going to talk about righteousness here. And people who vote for abortion, people who stand up for garbage and junk, you're bringing a curse on this land. These things, it's one of the things that God talks about in Proverbs that he hates, which is an abomination, is the shedding of innocent blood. That is an abomination in the Bible, right? And so we're going to pray about these things. And like I told you before, the Lord told me about praying about corruption in the government and abortion. And those two things to be come down. I've been praying for years. I'm going to continue to pray because here's the thing, guys. Our government was set up not so they left so that the government didn't force us to have a belief system, but that the people would have an independent belief system within themselves and not be forced by a government to believe, to say, or do anything other than obey the laws of the land. And so the government is not there to tell me or to dictate morality unless it aligns with the word of God. It is not its point. That is not its place. The separation of church and state means that the government has no place in the church. Amen. But the church can influence, and it should influence the government. Amen. That's the way it was. It's always been like that. But again, we have perversion and people who change things around and they want to confuse things. So, you know, we are going to, I just want to just kind of give the 5-minute thing here. I want to get into some prayer. I want to pray out some other things tonight. But I just want to get in because, you know, I really believe that, and of course, the more people praying, the better it is. But I believe that it says the prayer of a righteous man. It doesn't say the prayer of a lot of people. Now, that's good. But the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so we're going to continue to pray that there is righteousness in this land. We're also going to continue to pray that our land is healed. Amen? Yeah. We've got to continue to pray. Why? Because the more sin that's poured out, I just have been, one of my things lately is I have been reading in, and I know they're probably not real popular parts of the Bible, but I've been reading in the minor prophets, you know? And you look in the Old Testament often is about God's people falling away because they're in sin. And what happens is when they fall into sin, then they bring things upon them. You know, I like to think of it this way. It's like sin is like a coyote call for coyotes. A sin draws in demonic spirits and it brings a curse on us and it brings things on us we don't want to. Praise and worship and obedience will rein in his angels. It'll bring in the Holy Spirit. It'll begin to bring things and move things on our behalf. And when we're involved or we're in a nation of sin, it brings, now let's just say this. When we see that the captivity of Israel, right, and a couple of them, when they got hauled off to Babylon, and we see that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel were there. Now, let me say, they were righteous people, right? Mm-hmm. But guess what happened? The people who were in sin caused that to happen. Yeah. Does that make sense? So we see righteous people who love God, but they got taken away because the obedience of the nation, the disobedience of the nation. So we still have godly people, but they paid the price for the sin of a nation. And they were in the punishment too. We don't want that, do we? This stuff is real. And we are seeing these things now where when we're involved, when we're having sin around us, it pollutes our nation and it brings us down. But when righteous come, when we pray, we can pray that God will heal the land. Why do we want to have God heal the land? You know, well, you're just trying to get everybody to become Christian and just like you. Because when God shows up on the scene, good things happen for everybody. See, God, well, you're just an extremist or this. No, I'm not. When God shows up on the scene, things change. God can change. We see throughout the Old Testament where God pleaded with them. He's like, please repent. Please change. Why? Because what happens is when sin comes in, then the devil comes in and God has to take his hands off because he's like, all right, this is what they wanted, right? Yeah. Remember the old saying, you might get what you want, but you may not want what you get.
Yeah.
That's exactly what sin does to us. Yeah. Amen? Mm-hmm. And so we don't want those things, but we want people who are in sin to repent and to come to God. And how does that happen? Through a spirit of revival, through an awakening in our nation, for God healing this land. Amen? We are never to condemn people who have ultimate life. We don't ever condemn those people, but we want them to come to Jesus. And we want people and righteousness to reign in this nation so that God can do what he wants to do. Amen. This revival, this reviving. I believe that, you know, we see the Great Awakening from 1740 to 1760. That was a precursor for the Revolutionary War, right? Because Benjamin Franklin said this. He said, I could not walk down the street without hearing the praises of God. Wow. We can have that now. Amen. But it's just, again, my people will humble themselves and pray. God can come and heal our land. Amen? Hallelujah. And there's going to be a revival in this nation, in this area, in this church, and this everything that we see. I believe God can do some things. Amen? But we've got to call evil, evil, and come and attack it with prayer. And we're going to say, we're not going to put up with this. Amen? And so that God can come in and do what he wants to do. I don't know what God doesn't tell me everything he wants. He doesn't consult me on everything, believe it or not. But he does what he wants to. Amen? So, Father, we come before you. Let's just pray. Lord, we worship you tonight, Lord God. God, you are a good God, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. May God reign in America in the name of Jesus. May righteousness reign in America like never before, Lord God. Hallelujah. May people receive healing and blessings and finances and prosperity and joy and peace. By the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we come before you. Please, we ask you to come and heal our land tonight, Lord Jesus. God, we pray that those people in leadership, if they will not repent of their sins, if they will not repent from the sin of pride and arrogance, Lord God, that you would deal with them. But Lord, tonight we pray, Lord Jesus, for peace and the righteousness of God in the name of Jesus and the fear of God to become through this nation like never before, Lord God. We pray tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God that the power and the anointing would break the yoke of bondage and sin off of this nation in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, we are praying, Lord, right now, for a pummeling and a pounding of evil tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for your angels to move forth, warring angels that go forth in the name of Jesus. Those who are heirs of salvation, Lord, tonight, we pray to go forth in the name of Jesus and attack the realms of darkness in the name of Jesus. We pray it out tonight, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus, those evil people, Lord God, that they do not repent and the judgment will come upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for righteous men and women to come and to take their place in the name of Jesus. Right now, We proclaim the fear of God throughout this nation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We glorify you, Lord God. Lord, we speak the lies, the darkness, the oppression, the secret things are being revealed in the name of Jesus. The secret things, the secret sins, the deception. Lord God, those people have been bought off. That will all be exposed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare uncovering tonight in the name of Jesus. We speak people that have been locked up, Lord God. Children who have been abused and people have been locked up underground for years are set free in the name of Jesus. Lord God, those things that have been done evil and secret, Lord God, behind closed doors from our government will be exposed in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we serve some as we come after you, devil. We come after you, Satan, and we say in the name of Jesus, you will not operate in this nation. We take back our nation for God in the name of Jesus. We declare it for righteousness, Lord God. We declare the Satanism, Lord, and the evil in our nation and our capital. You are broken in the name of Jesus. We bind you in the name of Jesus. You will not be operating in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say that children trafficking and all of this evilness, that it will be exposed and these people will be brought to justice. And they'll have equal, they have justice that they deserve in the name of Jesus. We declare that these sins and these atrocities will be made public on TV. We declare the liars and the deceivers on our nation. Lord God, those people and those news anchors and those people and those news anchors, Lord God, and those news stations will be exposed. They will be brought down. They will be closed in the name of Jesus. We declare the righteousness will be told. The truth will be told in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. The liars and the deceivers will find their place in the pit of hell if they don't repent, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We declare, we say exposure. I speak exposure. I speak exposure. The darkness, the light is shining on the darkness tonight. We break Satan's power over this nation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We speak righteous men and righteous women rising up in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Whistleblowers are coming out more and more. More exposure, Lord God. Hallelujah. Evil is being overturned. Evil is being shown in the light, Lord God. Evil will be punished in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak over this Equality Act in the name of Jesus, that it will be exposed in the name of Jesus. And those people that have voted for this will be exposed. They will be punished, Lord God, and they will reap what they've sown. And we declare that the people who are evil, that have gone for this, that have pushed perversion, that are perverted, that are Satanists in our nation, Lord God, we declare that they will reap what they sow in the name of Jesus if they don't repent in the name of Jesus. We declare righteousness will prevail. Lord, we thank you. The light will shine brighter and brighter in our nation in the name of Jesus. We declare, Lord, that you are coming. The Washington, D.C. will be no more. We speak Washington, D.C. will be no more. Lord, that you are wiping it off of the map. It will be no more because of its evil. The Sodom and Gomorrah, Lord God, the evil behind the scenes. Lord, that you will destroy it. It will come to pass. It will be nothing. It will be destroyed. It will be wiped out. It will be no more in the name of Jesus. Gone in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. From those perverted, evil, perverted buildings they have in Washington, D.C., the disgusting filth, the satanic garbage in Washington, D.C., Lord, we pray that the buildings will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Righteousness will prevail, Lord God. That the days of darkness in Washington, D.C. are over. They're gone. You are destroyed. Satan and all of your demons, in the name of Jesus. You are destroyed in the name of Jesus. We come against you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And your leaders there are being exposed for the filth that they are. And we declare that the nation, leaders across the nation are going to laugh. And they're going to laugh and they're going to despise in the name of Jesus. They will belittle those leaders for who they are, which are fake. and phony. They're not real. They are not leaders in the name of Jesus. That this charade will be over and they'll be exposed for the liars who they are. That they are not in control anymore. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you that the days of Haman are here in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the days of Esther are here, Lord God. For such a time as this, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you that the outcome that came on Haman will come on these people in the name of Jesus. Glory to God that they will be examples in the name of Jesus. The Lord, you are making them examples to the nation and to the world in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. Glory, hallelujah, we praise you. We worship you. For the goodness of God is going to sweep this world, Lord God. The glory of God will be shown down on this earth, Lord God. The darkness will be brought to nothing in the name of Jesus. It will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Perversion and sin and immorality. But God in his goodness and your mercy and your love, Lord God, will shine on this nation and this world like never before, Lord God. We thank you for the great awakening. The end time revival is here now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you that this final evil, this demonic push is gone in the name of Jesus. We declare it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, right now. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you the days to come we're going to see righteousness in the name of Jesus.
Right before Pastor was saying about the exposure, yeah, right before he started praying that out, I had this vision. Mm-hmm. And this is what I saw. We're like stones, mm-hmm, that were all leading up to this really bright light. But angels were walking by the stones, turning them over, and what was underneath them was disgusting.
Oh,
like worms and junk and disgust. And of course, it would shrivel up in the light. And then they go to the next one. So we thank you, God,
yes,
and we ask angels to go and uncover it.
Yes.
Each and every one.
Yes.
Uncover it,
yes,
so that the light shines on it, exposes,
yes,
it.
Yes.
Now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
We commission,
yes,
angels.
Yes.
Uncovering, overturning the stones.
Then
after that, it came up in my spirit that we pray that all of the pain, the heartache, the confusion, the everything since this plandemic has started.
Yes.
And that people are going through,
yes,
that God, then I just am praying out for at the end of this, that the healing balm is poured,
yes,
out.
Yes.
The healing,
mercy,
balm of,
Lord,
of Jesus,
mercy,
the blood of Jesus,
hallelujah,
the mercy and the love of,
yes,
God,
yes,
in the great awakening that it, as it begins, that there's a healing balm poured over our country.
Yes. Praise
on,
you, Lord.
On people, yes, that have been, yes, abused,
yes,
on children that have been abused, yes, on people that have been, you know, rescued out of these things,
of,
and just out of, on your church,
yes,
that has been so exposed also, and people in the church, leaders that weren't who we thought they were, and then,
yes,
and then this being torn up, and then weak Christians falling away, just a healing balm over all of the land,
yes,
all,
yes,
of the people,
yes,
the salvations, it will just be like a flood, because,
yes,
there'll be such an amazing presence of the love of God and a healing anointing that is poured out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Luke 10:19. Oh, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions.
Yes.
Lord. Amen.
All the power of the enemy. And
praise
nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Yes.
Father God, we take our kingdom jurisdiction over,
yes,
everything,
yes,
over this wicked plan,
yes,
that they're trying to move forward.
Praise,
we,
Lord,
say
no.
No.
Yes.
No.
Right. Amen.
And
praise God. Praise
your
Lord.
Power, because you are backing that,
yes,
up.
Oh,
yes.
Lord,
your kingdom,
Lord,
of glory.
Hallelujah.
No. Yes. 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 Yes Any tongue that rises against us will be shown yes. to be in the wrong. In Jesus' mighty name, I say no.
Yes.
It will not. Father God, I thank you that you are watching over
yes.
our children,
yes.
over
yes.
the innocent yes. babies
yes.
of
yes.
God. I thank you that your blood is pouring out to you,
yes.
Lord God. You hear that? You are going to
yes.
put it in
yes.
to
yes. Lord.
You are going to put it in to human trafficking.
Yes, right.
You
yes.
are going to lift out your children up.
Yes.
They
yes.
have voices, Father God. They have power. They have anointing, Father God, that you have called.
Yes, Lord, 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 Lord.
People in Congress, you are speaking to them.
Yes.
You are
not going to
be is very interesting is, you know, I know there's a lot of ministers and they want to talk about how wonderful your life is and how to live a wonderful life and how to do this and your best life, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But when we're seeing over 3,000 little ones every day perish, this is like a Holocaust, guys. I mean, this is like the most sick, disgusting thing. And we have people who are defending this stuff and voting for this garbage and saying that this stuff was okay. I want to share a scripture with you, and I want you to think about this for a minute. Exodus chapter 1, and it says, and the king, now this is after Joseph had passed away, and obviously, you know, there's a new favor that came along that didn't know Joseph, and it says in verse 16, verse 14, and he enslaved the Israelites, the Hebrews. Verse 15, and the king of Egypt spake unto the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the other was Puah. And he said,
when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. Verse 17, but the midwives feared God.
Yeah.
Now, if all of these other flaky, nutty ministers that are, you know, extreme, they say, you know, they're on board with the stuff that abortion's okay and everything. Why did they say they feared God and they were scared of God, feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded him,
right,
but saved the men child alive? And here we go. And the king of Egypt called the midwives, and they said unto them, why have you done this thing? And you've saved the men children alive. And the midwives said unto the Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and they are delivered. The heirs and the midwives come in unto them. And here we go. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives. Did you hear that?
Right.
They dealt well. Let me ask you this too. How does God deal with people who do this? Or a nation that allows us, right? And the people multiplied and waxed very greatly. Guys, I'm telling you, I mean, I understand, you know, we need to live the best life. God's, you know, I believe in prosperity. And I believe that, you know, we're going to see, the Bible says, the end times, the wealth is laid up. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. We're going to see these things. But we've really got to come and we got to really pray against abortion. Because I'm telling you what, God is not dealing well with this nation right now. I mean, we've had a lot of blessings and things like that, but this is bringing a curse on us. And to me, the people will say, well, you know, you have these people, well, you know, these supposedly people that are, well, we care about the kids and their education and all this garbage, but then they promote this, right? You are so mental. See, this is where the blinders come in. New Testament talks about the blinders. The blinders come in with people. You are a new level of demented, and just you are so deceived and to think that it's okay to hurt the little babies. You are, I mean, where are we off here? About 3,000 a day. You know, so we've got 70 million that we've lost, but then we want to criticize Hitler,
right,
or, you know, Mussolini, or, you know, even Stalin? I mean, come on, give me a break. We are worse than that. Mm-hmm. When we look at, I'm not a fluffy person, obviously you can tell. I mean, as far as I like the fluff, I need facts, mm-hmm, right? And I'm a very fact person. We have done more damage, America, through this one act in 1974 than any one leader has done over the last century.
I want to pray one more thing. If you're winding down.
I'm winding down.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
So, Lord, I want to pray and have you guys agree too. One of the things Amanda Grace said is that there is a Saul that's going to become a Paul on the Supreme Court. And she also said she heard, if you guys haven't seen this, that was it Elijah? Who was it in the Old Testament that he heard prophetically, he heard mm-hmm, and saw in the king's quarters where, you know, nobody could be,
yep,
what was being said? And she heard in the home, she didn't say which one, if we take this case, they're going to kill our family. Okay, and the thing is, we, and all of these videos showing these hidden ballots, mm-hmm, under tables at 3 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm, right,
and people,
right,
filling them out and running them through,
yes,
they won't see this.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's obvious, guys, that they won't look at this stuff.
Yeah, right.
Because there's fear,
yeah,
mm-hmm,
blackmail,
right,
it's all the evil stuff. And so, God, we are coming into agreement and enforcing that that prophecy,
mm-hmm,
that whoever is the Saul will become the Paul.
Mm-hmm.
These cases will be taken.
Yes.
And everything that is the media has suppressed and being tried to hide, the videos,
yes,
we've all,
right,
seen of all of these things going on,
yes,
will be exposed and brought to the light,
yes,
and into the main center.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. And that these courts will be forced to have to face and deal with things.
Yes.
And the fear that tries to come on people, mm-hmm. and see, guys, now this is my commentary, and hopefully my husband's not going to roll his eyes, because I've said this for years and years, and he knows it's my biggest pet peeve on earth, mm-hmm. is that this stupid, seeker-friendly church crap has weakened the church and caused it to be so that now you've got mass numbers of Christians that are like, this is happening and we're all just melting and we don't even know what to do because we haven't been taught to pray. All we've taught to do is how to believe for a Mercedes and how to believe for, you know, having our own mansion and all this crap that means nothing, like like Pastor said, in the light of all these babies are dying. And that stuff is like, how about seek ye first the kingdom and this stuff will be added to you. Not confessing 20 times a day that you've got this Mercedes. Right. How about seek ye first the kingdom and then God will bless you?
Yes.
If we don't care about these things, but we wonder why we're not blessed. We've got it all backwards, you guys. And there's a whole bunch of weak people falling away right now. And we have got to stand and be the remnant and say that people that have been saying they're Christians are going to stand up and say, I'm on this side. And enforce this. And yes, people on the Supreme Court that have said they're Christians. This new one that just got put on, that everyone was rejoicing with. What has she been doing this whole time? Have you watched? Going the other direction. She needs to do what, be who she says she is.
That they will fear God more than
they need to fear God. That's right. And so that's what I'm saying. When you're weak, and I get it. I'm not belittling how we all might feel. But when you're weak and you go running over here on this side, and so we've got to have people, God, we pray they're going to rise up and stand up for the truth.
Yes.
You know, judges,
yes.
Supreme Court members, anybody that's left in either of the parties at all that, that has any ounce of common sense, that this is all going to be shown. And God, we're asking, we're just coming into agreement with that prayer. The angels are at work exposing, this person's exposing that person, whistleblower, this is happening, that's happening, in the name of Jesus.
You know, and this is something else to think about. It's a great opportunity for the church. But, you know, the Lord spoke to me years ago about, he said, you know, If we get rid of the abortion law, what are you going to do about the babies?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do we as a church, you know, if they decided not to have it, what about all these unwanted babies?
Right.
You know, I'm like, do I sell my house and buy a school and fill it up with kids? What do we do? Mm-hmm. You know, are we ready for this? As the church, you know? I mean, you know there's going to be, you know there's going to be people that don't want these kids. So it's like, what do we, right, what are we as a church going to do? Because you know there's going to be an influx of kids that aren't going to be wanted. So, you know, it's just life, you know? I mean, it's just these, again, it's these things where, you know, we can pray things and God would open the door, but are we ready for it? As believers, you know, I mean, are we willing to support or to take these babies? Again, it's just, I don't have the answer, but I just know it's like, Lord, I mean, you know, I'm like, Lord, just, I'll drink from a fire hose. Just make it happen and we'll figure something out, God. You'll help us with this stuff because I'm not talking about just us in general, but I'm talking about as the church, in general. It's like we want to rescue people, but we got to be ready with a plan because I believe the abortion law will fall at some point moving forward, but there's got to be a plan B, like what do we do now? And so, you know, we got to pray for people and finances and facilities and everything else too because, you know, it's going to be you're talking about 3,000 little people a day.
Wow.
That's going to be It's a lot of people that they got to have, they got to be taken care of, and they need families and everything else too. And
how many just never godly know. People have been aborted that were supposed to be? You know,
right,
that's Mario
right.
Morello's testimony. Yeah. His mom and dad, they were so poor, the doctor said you should abort him because you can't even take care of him. Mm-hmm. That was the advice that his mother was faced with, and she said, no, I'll do whatever it takes. And I mean, she was like, working night and day. But think about how many more people like that God had a plan for that were killed.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Amen. Does anybody else got anything before we close? Mm-hmm. I know it's kind of a little bit, unconventional, and we just want to pray some things out. And you know, it's, I want God to invade the nation. Why? Because when God comes in the scene, here's the thing. When people out in the world have no idea what they're doing, right? They're involved in sin and they think this stuff's okay.
Yeah.
But when God shows up on the scene and he delivers people,
they
don't know what they don't know.
That's right.
And so when God comes in and delivers people from their sin, it's contagious. Mm-hmm. You know, sin can be contagious. But godliness can be even more contagious.
Amen.
On people.
The love of God.
So, you know, we want this nation to turn around and these people won't repent. God will deal with them. Mm-hmm. But we want people to repent and turn to Him.
Amen.
If they're doing wrong, we want them to repent.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pray one more thing and then we'll close your Father. We come before you. We continue to pray and thank you that the abortion law is abolished in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord God, we pray for these little babies out there that need to be alive. They have a call.
Yes.
They have a destiny
yes.
from heaven, Lord God, on their lives, Lord Jesus, to live life and to do what you've called them to, Lord Jesus, and to just to be a beacon of light for you, Lord.
Yes.
We pray right now that that you are just going to influence the Supreme Court and our government, Lord God, that people will be sent, Lord Jesus. But we thank you that the blinders of this nation will be lifted. And we thank you that the people who are covering this stuff up and trying to promote this, Lord, will be exposed. But we thank you that the veil is being removed off of Americans' eyes and this nation's eyes. And it is being exposed for what it really is in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we cry out to you tonight. We need your help, Lord God. Bring righteousness to America, Lord God.
Yes.
We repent of our sins and we come before you, Lord, and we ask you to heal our land, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we declare it, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, that's all I have. We just wanted to pray out some things tonight and just stand in faith with us. Amen. And we're going to have another prayer time on Wednesday night.
Yes.
It's been good. We need everybody praying. So,
yes.
Amen.